This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. Haiti's interim prime minister on Wednesday said that he was in charge after a squad of gunmen assassinated Haitian President Jovenel Moïse and wounded his wife in an overnight raid on their home. Claude Joseph, who confirmed the killing, said the police and the military were in control of security in Haiti, the poorest country in the Americas, where a history of dictatorship and political upheaval have long stymied the consolidation of democratic rule. In an interview with the Associated Press, Joseph said he would need the help of all Haitians to organize elections and restore stability to the country.
We need everyone. We need people in the opposition. We need allies of the president. We need every single one to actually move the country forward while seeking for justice for President Jovenel Moïse.
Authorities declared a state of siege in the country and closed its international airport. Emergency workers who have spent 14 days pulling apart the rubble of a collapsed condominium building near Miami, Florida, said Wednesday they were switching from rescue to recovery mode, signaling the effort to find survivors was all but over. The news followed increasingly somber reports from emergency officials who indicated they had been preparing families for the worst outcome. Emergency crews plan to remove rescue dogs and sound devices, but will continue to search through the rubble for the bodies of those lost in the collapse. Workers pulled 10 additional bodies from the rubble early Wednesday, raising the official death toll to 46. However, 94 people remain missing, and no one has been pulled alive from the rubble since the first hours after its collapse 2 weeks ago. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization on Wednesday urged extreme caution for countries considering lifting COVID-19 restrictions, saying the transmission of the virus would increase regardless of high vaccination rates. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said that even with high vaccination rates, too many regions of the world are seeing sharp spikes in cases.
The world is at a perilous point in this pandemic. We have just passed the tragic milestone of 4 million recorded COVID-19 deaths, which likely underestimates the overall toll.
The WHO's Chief of Emergency Response, Dr. Michael Ryan, said it has been good to see a drop-off in hospitalizations and deaths, but the WHO continues to see in Europe and all its regions an increase in cases in the past week. The leader of Australia's New South Wales on Wednesday ordered a week-long extension of Sydney's COVID-19 lockdown, warning new cases are bound to rise as the country's biggest city grapples with the highly infectious Delta variant. Reuters' Libby Hogan reports.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian told reporters new cases are bound to rise.
As we've been saying, this Delta strain is a game changer. It's extremely transmissible and more contagious than any other form of the virus that we've seen.
Schools in Sydney will move to remote learning next week, and three hotspot areas in the city's west have been told to stay at home. Lockdown, swift contact tracing and limits on travel have helped cases remain relatively low in the country. But Australia has been slow to vaccinate, with fewer than 10% of Australians nationwide vaccinated.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi dismissed 12 cabinet ministers, including the health minister, on Wednesday, in an effort to reinvigorate his government after fierce criticism of its handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Several members of the ruling BJP party were sworn in at the presidential palace to replace those fired in the first cabinet reshuffle since Modi was re-elected in 2019. Health Minister Harsh Vardhan, who was the face of the government's efforts to fight COVID-19, was asked to step down along with his deputy. National elections are not due until 2024, but several states, including the most populous state of Uttar Pradesh, are due to hold elections next year. An up day on Wall Street, with all three major indices closing in positive territory. The Dow Jones Industrials gained 0.3%, the S&P added 0.34%, the Nasdaq rose by 0.01%. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.